Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Eve I Read. I want to thank you so much for joining us. And we're out and about, so we're going to make this short today. I wanted to alert all the teachers that there is going to be an NAEYC annual conference coming up, and that's going to be through Thursday, November the 6th, all the way through Friday. And Saturday, November the 8th is the last day, and that is the NAEYC annual conference. And that's going to be in Dallas, Texas. And for those teachers who are getting their renewal for their CDA, or for those teachers who are involved with teaching the CDA, you got your Omega 7 Live here today. And I'd like to invite you to another call that we're going to connect later on through our talk show, and you can join us on that conversation where you can call in and ask questions. However, today we're just going to briefly talk about the segment for teachers for NAEYC as well as for the CDA. Now, if you're a candidate who's looking to get credentialed for the CDA, you definitely want to be in on this topic. And if you're trying to renew your license, you definitely want to do that too. Now, if you hold for a second, we'll be right back at you. one of the things I wanted the candidates to know is that the CEA credential is a credential that's non-traditional, and teachers who are working in the field currently are encouraged to go and apply for the scholarship because they're certainly eligible in the 50 states. And those teachers who need to renew their license, they definitely need to go and meet the requirement for renewal, because every 2 years you need to look at what the process is for renewal. Now, there will be another call line that you will be able to call me on, keen.com, for specific instructions on how to order your scholarship packet, how to have your PD specialist complete that packet, as well as what the fees are involved. Now, if most of you have been orientated to taking continuing ed, you know that there is a process for the state to reimburse, and usually the application fee must be paid by you, and the classes are usually paid for by the state. Now, I want to say to those ladies who've never had an opportunity to take advantage of the scholarships that they're out there, and they are under the TEACH grant. And if you are currently working in the capacity of child development, you are definitely eligible for these scholarships. Now, if you're not working in the capacity of child development, you are not eligible for the scholarships under TEACH, and you must pay for the classes out of your own pocket. Now, there are online classes where you can get your continuing education hours from, and I'll be able to present that to you. I am now working with an agency that has classes that are posted up online, and I also have my face-to-face classes in the area of the 120 clock hours, which soon will be up online as well. So you can go out and ascertain those 120 clock hours that any university, higher level learning, or agency that's been approved by the state to offer their training classes. And that way you can obtain your 120 clock hours, but you must start the process of completing the application for your scholarship, as well as starting the process of completing your portfolio. There's a wealth of instructions and five different aspects that you must be working on to complete this process. And as I talked about earlier, the CDA is another route. It's a non-traditional route for obtaining your credentials in child development. For those of you who have a wealth of experience in the field but who are not currently credentialed. So we want to encourage you to definitely look into getting that credential, because in about 2 years, they are going to mandate that you have credentials in order to work as a head teacher or an assistant teacher. I know the CDA will no longer be accepted by the year 2015 for those candidates who are working in a director's capacity. So things are changing. They're pushing you to get your baccalaureate degree. Now, while you still can be grandfathered clause in, you certainly want to get the credentials you need now and be able to get that increase, because you are definitely entitled to an increase upon completing the CDA in your prospective jobs and titles. You were promised to get a slight increase upon graduating and successfully completing those credentials. Now, I would like to say there's a group of ladies out in the audience who might be listening, who might actually follow me on Facebook. You certainly want to contact me under keen.com, and that's www.keen.com, and look up Omiyinka, Omiyinka. There you can call in, and that's a private line, to inquire about the steps that you take for the process of getting your application. I will not take any phone calls on this line because it's rather lengthy of all the process, and I need to give you my full attention. And on that line, that is not a free line. That is a line that you must call in under there are so many free hours given, and after that you will have to submit some type of PayPal or some type of debit card, because those hours have to be paid for. Now, I will say this much. The state is normally in the process of putting together packages where they pay for the training from the trainer, as well as your advisor, who is now considered a professional development specialist who wears many hats, and the state pays us. So we don't have to come in asking you to pay us. We just have to fill out the necessary paperwork, and upon giving you the training, the state will reimburse us. So what's very important is that you be committed and you know what you're getting into. This is not a process that happens overnight. It's a process that can last anywhere between 9 months to a year. Now, for those people who are diligent and can stay on task, it is possible to complete the process of the CDA within 9 months to a year. And I've had students to complete it within 9 months. However, they were working steadily in the classes throughout the morning for getting near 120 clock hours, and afternoons they were placed in intern. See, at one time you did not have to be working in the profession of child development to qualify for the scholarships. You could be someone who was working in another field and wanted to go back to school, and it was paid for. But the government has stopped that. They no longer allow you to come in from other avenues of different routes of professions. You have to be working in the profession of child development in order to be eligible for the scholarship reimbursement. You can check with your local resource and referral to inquire about the scholarship process. There is a procedure of applying for the application, and then you let your PD specialist help you complete it, because there is a spot on that application that she must complete, or he, because there are now men in the field as well. Now, let me speak on the topic today for men, because we've been eliminating men from a lot of non-traditional, pretty much heavily concentrated female gender areas. I want to say for the record that it is a great field for men to get into, especially those men who would like to become directors of child development centers. I do also license for the director, and there's about 90 credit hours that's required. And through CCT, there's a whole procedure and training to get credentialed, and that's less time than the CDA. Of course, you must come in with specific background credentials in order to apply for that director's license, but it gives you a full array of administrative tasks that you'll do, such as supervision, such as managing, such as also auditing and assessing. So once you get into the director spot, you're no longer working one-on-one with children, but you're managing clientele of employees, and you're hiring, you're firing, as well as training. So you wear a lot of hats, but you get to do some interesting things. And a lot of teachers who've been teaching for a long time may want to switch over and come out of child care and not actually work one-on-one with the child, but sit in the administrative seat. And that is possible, too. With your previous experience, if you already have a CDA, you could apply that towards going into a director's license. There's several ways to obtain that director's license. There's also an online program that currently exists that is self-paced that you can take. However, I don't recommend people go online and start just trying to take classes if they're not familiar with the procedure on how to upload, download, using all of the technical skills that a computer programmer has to use, and not being familiar with the actual technology can cause a lot of problems. For those people, I recommend they go face-to-face to meet with their professor so they know exactly what they're looking for. And then once they get familiar with the core host program face-to-face, then they can look at online programs. Now, for the benefit of those old-timers who've been doing it for a while, you definitely can go online and take those 3- and 4-hour or CEU courses while you're at work. You can do them during lunch hour. I was accustomed to going to the community to meet with the teachers, whether it be in laundromats, whether it be in libraries or in churches. We met so that they could finish these 120 clock hours. And that was the bottom line. They were working as hard as they could. We even held some of the classes in homes where teachers wanted to sponsor the training in their home. They were given a discount, and the training was held right there in their home in an area that was hollowed out for teachers to be able to do their work. Now, I will tell you this much. I am a hard taskmaster. Most students think that they're going to get over easy, but I push them as hard as I can to make sure that they can pass the exam, to make sure that their written competencies are acceptable so that they're not rejected and they're not feeling bad after putting all the time in to see that they did not successfully pass the credential. There are five different areas that you must pass in. However, that doesn't mean that you fail the whole thing if you just fail one or two areas. You are encouraged to go back to correct those areas that you have deficits in, and you're given so much time to correct that. Once upon correcting it, then you can resubmit those aspects only that you fail, and then attempt to try for passage for the second time around. Now, there is a fee, of course, I understand, for going back to sit for any type of test, a proctoring test, but I think as far as your competencies, that may be something different. I'm not certain. Most students that try the first time, they do have one or two areas that is weak that needs to be corrected. So don't get discouraged if you find out you were rejected because of your competencies or because of your oral test or your objective, the oral essay and your objective test. Those things can be taken again. And if your evaluation was very low, you're going to have to be evaluated again. And most PD specialists or advisors, they try to take a look at the candidate in two separate environments so that they can get to see the child and the teacher in their whole environment and not just in one sitting. That's what I recommend. Now, I want to say this. As a child development specialist, I have been around quite a while in the area of child development. It is a specialty for me, but I have now included literacy as well, because it is being mandated by the state of Illinois that you have your English as a second language endorsement. So I'm telling you teachers to get ready, because you're soon going to have that endorsement too. So most of my courses that I'm going to be offering will be taught in the concentrated area as English as the new learner, meaning that you will have to learn Orthodox English to implement reading styles to children at preschool level, so that when those children come out of preschool, they have reading readiness skills. We are so far behind that we're playing catch up and we can never catch up. And that's why we're leaving children that are African American so far behind, because they don't have their phonetic and phonemic awareness skills in place. And that is one of the things that I push heavily on, developing the child's phonemic awareness skills, their impromptu speaking skills, and their ability to enunciate and sound out words, as well as remember and have a call list of words, high-frequency words, and flash words. So I do a lot with the languages in my courses, and that is to prepare you as a teacher to not only just babysit and work with the child as they play, because most people will say children are not learning, they're just playing. They learn through play. But at the same time, you must give them some phonetic skills, some dictating skills where they go to the board and take dictation. And also, I'm urging you now to put a laptop and a tablet in their hand where they learn the keyboard setting and they learn how to turn the system on. They learn how to place the software in the system, and they learn how to go online to work with some of the apps. Now, that is one of the things I'll be teaching more of, is how to use apps with preschoolers in the class. I know it's a bit much, but we got to have these little youngsters tech savvy. And that's what my program offers, is a tech savvy under computer law. So I got to have the backing of my son in computers to help me to adapt those apps for those little ones, so that they can walk right in, press an app, and it opens up and unfolds, and they know exactly what to do to get to their lesson. And that's what we have to teach teachers about. It's very important to have apps in your classroom and to have tablets in your classroom or laptops for your children, because children are now expected to know how to get on the computer, how to upload various information, how to go to different sites, how to download, as well as how to upload for their Facebook or their one-page, what do they call it? They call it a widget. So there's lots of stuff going on in the technology area that you need to be introduced to that some of the old training classes in CDA were not giving you. You will definitely expect to receive that in OMRI's class because we are going to bring the technology in across the curriculum, meaning that everything we do is going to engage itself with technology, whether it be social media or whether it be developing your own apps or your own web page or wiki, or developing all sorts of things for these children to be familiar with the terminology. It's not just enough to be familiar with terminology. You have to know how to apply it. And a lot of people are word dropping, and the etymology of words is very important. Where's the root coming from? How are we using this word, and how can we break it down to a preschooler? Because your preschoolers are now your new kindergartners. So welcome to kindergarten teacher. I am the kindergarten cop, and I tell all my kindergartners, no one in here learns at the level of kindergarten. We will be learning at the level of first grade. So I am telling you this for the record, that if you think you're going to teach preschoolers, you're sadly mistaken. You are going to be in for a rude awakening. Those preschoolers are already at the kindergarten level. So go in there equipped to prepare yourself to teach at the kindergarten level when you're working with preschoolers, and when you're working with kindergartens, teach at the first grade level. Always feel about it. Okay. And we're on our way out of here now, and we want to bid you farewell. We want to say thank you so much for joining us today. And we say oh double and baba boo to you all. Bye. Please join us on Talk Shoe this evening at 6:30. Bye bye.